You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Saturday evening, June 8th, and the third hour is all Pappy's. The Bombardier, Eddie Miller, I've been working hard, actually, for a couple of weeks now to prepare this presentation for you. And, Eddie, I know Sam Bushman is going to be on with you the remainder of the program to kind of hit you with some back and forth. But I want you to take the reins here from the very beginning. I'm going to step out and go down to the green room and make a phone call and come back and check in on you. But it's all yours. The Bombardier is flying high, 30,000 feet, and the Bombay doors are opening.
Sam, I'd just like to say I can't express my gratitude to have your assistance tonight, because I used to tell James in the early days of the radio when we were out in the bean field that I did better counterpunching, actually, with someone. I'd like people asking questions, people chiming in. As James has noticed from the very first time you and I worked on the radio, a month ago or so, we just have a natural chemistry, a natural rapport. We just work together great, and we have so much in common, you know.
Well, it's primarily that bright minds think alike is the issue.
That's right. Absolutely right, Sam. You know, like I was telling James during the break, we can see – now, personally, I believe – well, I'll say it, just to kind of retrace my steps a little bit. You say 40, 50 years ago, I can't – was it Gary Allen that published a book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
None Dare Call Conspiracy. Believe it or not, people have updated that book with a lot of better pictures and a lot more updated cover and things like that. It's a nice book, and it's being reprinted now to drive home your point.
You know, that was kind of like an original primer. I think I read that, Sam, probably back in the 70s, probably. I read that, and I was amazed at how well it was laid out, and I was, you know, pretty well shocked. And I was, you know, also found out, you know, one time, I don't know if you knew this or not, this is just kind of a side. I hope I don't want to make a rabbit trail out of it. But, you know, the very esteemed Rush Limbaugh, the greatest misinformation agent money can buy, he used to be a big so-called conspiratorial guy. But when they whisked him up and took him up to what they call the golden EIB microphone, he had to change his tune. He had to stop talking about that. But he used to cover stuff like that. But back what I was talking about, I think you can take any, you can name almost any problem other than, you know, we know that God is in control. And we know we can only do so much. And like I was telling James while you were soaking your blister, I know all about blisters, Sam. I was telling James that if we ever get so big for our britches on the political cesspool or the round table or any other news outlet, if we ever think that we're totally in control and we control everything, folks, we really control nothing. I mean, God is in control. But we're here. We're put here. I think it was, I forgot which patriot it was, said that when during the start of the First War of Independence, and one of his friends said, you're going to lose, you know, the odds of you winning or one chance in the thousand, you're going to lose your life, your wealth, you're going to lose everything. Why are you doing this, starting the war with the greatest military power the world's ever seen? He said, when you're probably going to lose. And the guy said, I think it was John Adams. He said, well, the duty is ours. The results belong to God. So this is kind of, you know, I'm a big-time activist. But getting back to what I was talking about earlier.
And I think no doubt, though, that rings true, and I think we have an obligation to our God. Whether we're successful or not is not up to us. What it is up to us is to do our part. In the scriptures, they talk about, you know, keeping your garments clean or whatever, washing your garments or whatever to protect. A lot of times it's doing what God asks us to do. It's an obedience principle, and it isn't about how successful we are or we are not. And even if I leave my country a little bit better place than I was born on the planet, I feel good about it. If I leave my children and grandchildren a little bit better place, how far I get depends on how many people join me. And
that's right.
But I do control what I do.
And Sam, another thing I'm always telling James, I consider him a son. I really do. I've tell him many times the spirit trumps blood. But, you know, we can't always do it in our generation. And you said a hit on a key point. It's our duty. We're commanded by God Almighty to fight evil. Unlike a lot of the people in my church in the South at one time, being in the Bible Belt, they become so passive and so timid. It took me, would not believe how much trouble I had getting this Constitution course in the church. But getting back to what we're talking about, you can, on the problems, you can almost name your poison in the United States. You can for instance, I was telling James, Obamacare, for instance. The LBJ's Great Society, FDR's, New Deal. That could not have come about under an honest money system. You can't go to war and just fight endless wars like we're involved in right now with this fiat money system that's controlled by the people I call, like Brother Stan, Dr. Stan. You can call them the Bilderbergers. You can call them the High Masons. You can call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. I like the Brotherhood of Darkness. I borrowed that from Dr. Stan. But
I like that term too, because it shows who's really at the head of it, which is Satan himself.
Yes, it does.
And that's why I say these people are so cloaked and shrouded in secrecy and everything else. You can see what they float out there for you to see. And that's why it's so easy to get just down those rabbit holes and go chase around. And how much money are you going to spend going to monitor the Bilderberg latest meeting in who knows where? And you're going to circumvent the cops on the beat to stop you. And you're going to sneak through the heater vent to get the scoop. You know, what are you going to really do? And I'm convinced they're probably not even there, man.
You know, I'm having just a little bit of James left the studio for a minute. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you now, Sam. You were coming in loud and clear. James, he's having a little bit of trouble hearing. Is there anything you can do?
All right. Well, while they're working on that. So okay, I'm convinced that this is a situation where I'm not against knowing the truth. And I'm not against pursuing all that we've got to pursue. I'm for that. We've got to do the best we can, no question. The question is, what becomes our focus? And if we get too derailed with what they're doing, then we're not able to do what we're doing. And that's kind of the problem that I have with it, is we're too busy chasing around what they're doing to where we're inoperable for what we need to do. And what we need to do is work hard on the things that matter most. That's why the CSPOA conference is so important. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, big time. Big time part. That's right in the heart of about the 6-7 most important things we can do. What I was telling James and them is that there's so many of these issues that they get. You can almost make it a rabbit trail. Racial discrimination, racial violence, South Africa, gun confiscation, the TSA out of control, the Mexican border, mass immigration, social attacks on Christianity, foreign troops on American soil. You can all these
divisions,
all these problems,
of male
are tied
and female
together. And you know what we can do? Here's what we can do to fight them. The first of all, we have to recognize that. And I'm trying to tell James, we have to recognize, the people of the Council of Conservative Citizens have to recognize, that race is not the single most important driving issue there is. I mean, it's very, if you want to look at it, it's pretty small in the scheme of things. In fact, you get people hung up, and I know my brother Keith, he gets hung up on the red state versus blue state, conservative versus liberal, those are side issues. Those issues are created as misinformation, as techniques, as issues to get us diverted away from the true problem. And that is, I'd say, if we could, are we going to the break now, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Come
quick
up on
pause.
The break. I've come right back. I'm going to wrap this thing up. I'm going to hit it real hard.
James
back
is eating
down.
Dinner, so I'll tell you, we'll be back in seconds on the Political Cesspool on your favorite talk station. If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Okay. Now, folks, I'm going to get back. You can name, like we were talking about before you go to the break, you go pick your issue. Pick foreign troops on American soil. Pick gun confiscation, the TSA out of control, the school systems being a wreck. Pick your issue, and they can all be traced to the head of the same snake. And the way we can kill this snake, people, first and foremost, the most important thing we can do, we have to take the king's money away from him. If we stop using the king's fiat money system that was turned over to them here in the United States in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act, we can solve the problem. Without a fiat money system being controlled by a group of private bankers that worship a different god than we do, you can't have a war without fiat money. You can't maintain a giant welfare system without fiat money. So you can't go abroad bombing people without fiat money. You have to have it. What we have to do, we have to get rid of the bankers. We have to take their money away from them. We have to go back to a constitutional money system where gold and silver is the money, just like the Constitution said. It has to be coined by the Congress, controlled by we the people. There's some of the things we can do, and Sam and his people have done one of the most important things you could possibly do. These things I'm telling you about will not fly unless we have a constitutional sheriff. And we can't just have a sheriff out there letting him hang it out to dry. We the people, we have to stand up and be counted. We have to back our constitutional sheriffs. And when the feds come into town to try to cause havoc and, you know, mischief, we have to tell them, if you do not get out of our county, let us alone, you will be arrested. Our sheriff will arrest you, and we will back him up. You're going to start a war if you try to come into Shelby County, Tennessee, and start doing your unconstitutional mischief. We have to have, secondly,
there,
as important as a constitutional sheriff, We have to have a strong, independent county grand jury to stand between the out-of-control state and federal governments when they come a-knocking and try to persecute Johnny Patriot.
All right, now let me stop you there for a second, Eddie, because this is the value of the CSPOA, CSPOA.org conference that we had. The first one we had was just sheriffs. We had well over 100 sheriffs. The second one, we had sheriffs and many police officers. Now we've got sheriffs and police chiefs. There was used to be a big divide between the two because one was elected and one was appointed, and there used to be a battle of what was the right way to go kind of a thing. Now they're saying there's so many problems in America, they don't care about that. They're going to stand together against the feds because the problems have gotten become so bad. But now this time we had a lot of state congressmen, state senators, local county commissioners, local city people on city councils, etc. And that's the point, is we've got to not only have Americans back their people, but we've got to also have there needs to be coordination between these local elected officials. If you can get the county attorney, the county commissioners, and the sheriff together, now you're starting to cook. And that's the key, is that coordination.
That's where it's at, and Sam, that is your brilliance. I've told James way yonder before tonight and during the break, I don't see how you do everything you've done, but you're absolutely right. We have to have the sheriffs and the police, and they have to bury any hatchet of differences they have. And that's where we, the people, need to come in to educate these people, the sheriffs and the police, and let them know we're going to back them 100%. We need to go to jury nullification. We have to, you know, the very first Supreme Court Justice, John Jay, said that each time a man comes into a trial, anytime he's on trial, the very law itself is on trial each
You're
and every
right.
time.
Now, let me tell you
a
story. I traveled with a friend of mine to the CSPOA conference. I was with him on the plane there. I was there with him at the event, and I was with him on the plane back.
Oh, wow.
He's currently a city council member. He's thinking about running for mayor in his city, and he has turned the city upside down. It's a city about 10 miles from me. But let me tell you who the guy's name. His name is Hans Anderson.
Okay.
Right? Hans Anderson, back in the 1980s, the early 80s, believe it or not, found himself at the head of a federal grand jury.
No kidding.
And he dealt with the issues that were at hand. But as you know, a federal grand jury is one of the checks and balances of the founders that's incredible that most people don't know about. Well, anyway, Hans Anderson was the leader of this jury. He talked his fellow jurors into indicting the Federal Reserve. Now, this is a fact. And I'm telling you this because this is real. It happened. And he got they really truly did in the early 80s indict the Federal Reserve. They did. Now, you want to know what the thug judge did?
What'd he do?
And the American people should have went so ballistic they impeached the judge over this. That would be another check and balance, by the way. But what happened was the judge just called it a runaway grand jury and dismissed it all.
There's no such thing as a runaway grand jury. It's a runaway judge. You know, Sam, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that an independent county grand jury can, matter of fact, my research is, the grand jury can tell the prosecution, can tell the district attorney, thanks, but no thanks, we don't need you right now. You can go out in the hallway. We're going to question the defendant here. We're going to get his side of the story. We're going to talk to him. We're going to see any and all evidence he has that you guys are trying to suppress. You know, that's very common. Like I was telling James before, these people can plant dope on you. They have any number of ways to set you up and bring you into a kangaroo court.
Oh, it's out of control.
And yeah, totally out of control.
But I'm telling you, if you come to Utah, I'll introduce you to this guy. I swear, we've got all the documentation. He was the man at the head of the grand jury. They indicted the Federal Reserve, and the judge just flat out called it a runaway grand jury and dismissed the whole thing.
But you know what? Somehow, there's got to be a way they can overrule that jury. That judge. But that man, we need to get that guy on the show, Sam. We certainly do. I would love to.
It's easy to do. He's a good friend of mine.
Hey, we need him on the show. Like, tomorrow.
I'm telling you, his name is Hans Anderson. He's currently a city council member in his local city. He's thinking about running for mayor. He has exposed so much fraud in that city. It's beyond me. But I'm telling you, he's an accountant by trade. He's a CPA and everything. I think it's AndersonAccounting.com is his website. The guy just knows. But those are the kind of guys that are really getting it done, too, and understand the proper role of limited government.
Sam, that guy, listen, I got a brainstorm. We got to get that guy on the cesspool. We need to set him up maybe for a series, and he can do like an, you know, like they have internet education. We can have him to educate the people on our show how we can emulate him and follow his blueprint and do what he did. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. I salute that guy. Another thing, you know, Obama was saying, you know, if we talked about some time ago, Sam, about how we got Kansas and Missouri doing all kinds of nullification stuff. As a matter of fact, the state of Missouri went back and they nullified, you know, unanimously, every stinking federal gun control act that's ever been passed, going all the way back to 1932, 34, whatever it was. Well, Mr. Obama told, I think he was speaking to about South Carolina, when South Carolina said they were going to annul Obamacare, he said he would send federal agents into South Carolina. I'd say, well, okay, you send them here, but tell them to pack a suitcase, a toothbrush, because they're going to be here a long time. Like, they're going to be sitting in jail, son.
And one of the things we need to do as the media, too, is if Barack does threaten that, they threaten that to Carolina. They also said that to Texas when Texas said, we're not going to tolerate your TSA putting your hands down everybody's pants stuff. And then they said, hey, we'll send federal troops if you don't. Okay, what the states need to do is call the federal government's bluff. And if the federal government really wants to declare war, we need to make sure that we in the media tell the story the way it really is. The federal government is the belligerent aggressor here, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to obey the law. And therefore, these belligerent aggressors who will not obey the law need to be tossed into the clink because we've got to stop them. They're crazy.
Sam, you're hitting on all cylinders. So you're hitting on every single cylinder. You're supercharged. You're so right. I had that in my notes. You're absolutely right. The federal government, the out-of-control federal government, bankster, transnational, industrious, mafia, they are the ones that are lawbreakers. They're the ones that completely trampling on rule of law. I think here in the United States, some people say there's trouble with the Constitution in America. Well, guess what? This ain't heaven, folks. But the United States, the Constitution of the United States, which was, well, we're going to another. Hey, man,
it's heaven when I'm in my wife's arms, though, guys.
Hey, the doggone break monsters are after us again, son.
Quick pause. This is the Political Cesspool.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over.
Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. James Edwards here, in case you forgot about me. But listen, one of my talents as a radio host is knowing when I can contribute and when the show is going just fine without me. Thank you very much. And this show is red hot with Eddie the Bombardier Miller and Sam Bushman. I know Eddie is absolutely on fire and passionate about the issues that we're covering this hour. I was actually up when I walked back into the broadcast room. Eddie said, man, it is on fire in here. And I didn't know if he meant on the air or actually in this room, because up in the other parts of the radio station, it's about 70 degrees. The air conditioner's on. But when I walked right back into the broadcast booth, it's got to be 115 degrees. I don't know what is going on in here, but it is literally hot in here. And not just on the air, but physically, temperature-wise. And Eddie and Sam are joined at the brain. I'm up there listening in the front of the room, or excuse me, in the front of the station on the radio here on the local AM dial. So, guys, I'm going to go back up to where it's nice and comfortable, lay on the couch, and let y'all finish knocking this one out of the park. Y'all are doing well enough without me. Eddie, back to you.
Well, son, you can ask a question anytime you want to. Well, coming back to the reserve, I'd like to mention a few more things.
So the term we need to use, Sam, though, just to kind of dovetail the last segment and make sure people are on the same page, the term we need to use is the key is coordination. The key is elected, not appointed. The key is the checks and balances of the founding fathers. The key is the local municipalities putting together groups of people that stand for liberty. It's not left. It's not right. It's not black. It's not blue. It's not green. It's not red. It's not... It isn't any of those things. It isn't male. It isn't female. It isn't sex. It isn't any of those things. It's good, honest Americans standing together for what they believe in, which is the proper role of limited government with checks and balances. And the key is coordination on the local level. The key is fully informed juries. No doubt about it. The key is putting together grand juries that can flat out stop illegal activity by thugs. And the states need to stand up, is where we left off. When the feds try to declare war and say, oh, we'll just bring in the federal troops then, Texas, because you don't want us putting our hands down your wife's pants or whatever, we need to say you are crazy. You have lost your mind. You're drunk with power. You're flat out insane, and you will be stopped.
Sam, I tell you what, you and me are truly joined at the brain. See, this is the gospel. You're preaching the gospel, second verse, first verse, third verse. I've been preaching all along. I'm older than a lot of the guys that we run in the Patriot groups. And I've been trying to tell them exactly what you said, the sidetrack issues. And some of the issues, a lot of them, they do exist, like we say.
Well, they make sure they exist.
There's race problems, but there's poverty, there's all kind of stuff. But just what you said. We have to come together. We have to quit getting sidetracked and going down all these rabbit holes with the so-called left and the right and the conservative and the liberal. I don't care if a guy has five eyes and he's polka-dotted, and I don't care if he's a liberal as the day is long. As long as he's a constitutionalist, if he's for rule of law by the Constitution of the United States, I could care less what he is. I consider all these – I've kind of evolved. I think all these other things like right, left, red state, blue state, they're distraction techniques. And people said they won't succeed from the Union. I'll tell you what, I have not won. I have two honorable discharges from the United States military. I didn't fight for no stinking half the country. I fought for all this country. I'm not succeeding. I'm not giving up one inch of these here United States of America, folks. I'm telling you like that. And I know Sam Bushman feels the same way. So does James Edwards. So
the term used by the dividers, Eddie, is called the Hegelian dialectic.
You know, another thing we need to do, Sam, We need to abolish the stinking National Guard. I can't remember if they came in the 1913 and 1917, but under Wilson and right before him, they wanted to get rid of the National Guard because they knew they wanted to get rid of the Constitutional Militia of the several states. They wanted to get rid of them. Matter of fact, the Constitution dictates that the federal, the central government is supposed to supply the militia of the several states. They're supposed to equip them. They're supposed to be responsible for the discipline of the militia of the several states. Now, the states are the ones that appoint the officers. Me and James talking about that. I said, for instance, to give you an example of why that's so important, in the Second War of Independence with North and the South, Robert E. Lee was one of the greatest commanders that the South had, that the country had. And he would not accept the command. He was offered the command of the Army of the North, the entire Army of the North. He rejected that, probably knowing he was going to lose, because he said he just could not turn his back on his home, on his home state of Virginia that bred him.
Nor should he, sir.
We need to get rid of the National Guard, along with the Federal Reserve Bank. We need to start a strong militia again. We need to fire that militia. And something maybe even more important than militia is we need to get, and Sam, you had a guy up there this weekend by the name of Mark Kessler.
We get to Mark Kessler, the big thing that Sheriff Joe Arpaio has done in one of the biggest counties in America, Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, he's got well over 35,000 people in his constitutional posse. And I'm telling you right now, he's got planes, trains, and automobiles, buddy. He's got professional investigators and everything.
Yes, he does.
And this is for real, and that's the coordination I'm talking about. That's where the American people get to be deputized and say, hey, I work for the sheriff, baby. I work for the elected top official in my county, and y'all better go home now. Thank you.
And I tell you what, if they send the feds in against somebody like that, it ain't going to be free. It's not like it's going to be 12 or 15 cops stopping a little pimple face 17-year-old who's got beer on his breath, who's been smoking dope, and they just beat him to a pulp. It ain't going to be like that, folks. It's going to be, you're going to be coming in facing 20, 30, 40, 50,000 well-armed constitutional posse members backing up a constitutional sheriff. Now, this Mark Kessler started something even a little bit more different called if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, Sam, he calls it something like a constitutional defense force. And
that's exactly
they're not
what
even
it is.
Connected to the militia.
We're losing your audio there, buddy. But yeah, it is a constitutional security force.
Right.
And we're going to have him on about that coming up, too, on Liberty Roundtable. We'll get him for the cesspool, too.
Great.
And he's an elected police chief, I might add. Well, I should say, I guess he's appointed. I'd have to ask him about that.
Oh, he is elected.
He's a police chief. It's a very strange brew because it's an elected police chief, from what I understand.
Like Sam, what you said is that's a big important. When you said the election, elected and appointed, that's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, and it used to be the big divide between our lawmen in America. It no longer is because they all unite and say we got bigger fish to fry when the feds are so out of control.
Yeah. Oh. But I would like to get that guy. And I was telling Sam, hope I'm not getting too far track. I'm so excited, you might be able to tell. I was telling James during the break, we want to get that fella on. I was laughing my tail off during the break, Sam. They actually indicted the Fed. That's the greatest news, man. We need to do some research and see. I think probably an independent grand jury could dismiss that judge and just, you know, for malicious behavior or something. I mean, that's malfeasance.
Let me answer your question. Yes, you could impeach the judge over it, and judges are not there for life like many people believe. They're for life upon good behavior. And the citizens have the chance to retain or dismiss judges all the time on the ballot, and most people are so ignorant, they just be like, well, keep him there, I ain't heard about him, he must be doing a good job. What you need to do is release all those people, and what we need to do is really put focus. But it takes the proper people to impeach a judge, and it's another check and balance of the wise founders. But if Americans are too ignorant to use it, then it can't work.
You know, Sam, I tell you what, that's where, just what you said, that is another area that we need to get, especially here in the cesspool. I hope we can continue doing this every week, at least for an hour. There's people that I know far smarter than me. That would be a great great area to research to get people on that know about how to go about impeaching judges. So for instance, here in Shelby County, the county where you live in, we need to get the people more involved. And I hope I don't keep kicking the dead horse about my constitutional course at Macon Road, but that's just like I told James. He says, what do you expect to do? And, like, he's being like playing devil's advocate. What can one man do? What can the dinky political cesspool do? And I said, well, I know it's a cliche, but me and James, we're just two people. Sam is one guy, but he is one man. I am one man. Well, we can't do it all. We might not even be able to do a whole lot, but I can do something. Sam can do something. James can do something. We as a group, all together, pooling our weight, coming together, getting rid of all these artificial trumped up barriers created by the Brotherhood of Darkness. We come together. We're going to send them running to the tall grass, and we're going to take our country back. But we have to get rid of all these side divisive issues and come back to what we've been talking about tonight.
There's only one component that if we don't have, we can't make it happen, though. And that is the Christian moral component. You can't run around and cheat on your wife. You can't run around and find every girl sexy. You can't run around and gamble and cheat and steal and hose your neighbor down at every turn and then wonder why we don't have a country and expect it to be fine. You got to live a good, honest Christian life, and it starts with the Ten Commandments is kind of the basic guideline for a civilized, moral, proper love government society. Without that moral component, you'll never, ever, ever get it done, Eddie.
Sam, once again, I tell you what, man, we are joined at the brain, at least tonight. I was talking about earlier in the show, and a matter of fact, earlier in our career, I wanted to go more with opening prayers and stuff like that. And some of the other guys, at the time, there's five or six of us in the cesspool, and they were kind of afraid that maybe that I would
hold on, we got a pause coming up. This is the Bulldog Cesspool. Okay, Bombardiers okay. Going live.
Got one more lousy thing? What? No, we got to have these breaks.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Political Cesspool. Kind of crazy we lost our main feed to James. So we got Eddie on the cell phone. You with me, Eddie?
I'm on here now. I just got the phone back. Sam, I tell you what, like I was telling James, we will improvise. Me, Sam, and James, the Political Cesspool, we're going to improvise, and our brother Keith. I was going to go back. Man, you've been hitting every one of my buttons tonight, Sam. You said a mouthful. I told James, I've been telling James, man, I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing James all the time, because I'm not. I guess I kind of get maybe like a grandfather or father to him sometimes, because I'm old enough to be his dad easily. I'm almost old enough to be his grandfather. But I told James, if we can't use this media that God has given us, I mean, the cesspool is a gift. The fact that we survived, the fact that Sam Bushman has survived in this jungle of media that we're under constant attack, to me is a sign from God that we've been doing something right. And Sam, you're right. If we go around and we start bed hopping and staying drunk and showing people that we're not Christians, we're not good people, we're just a bunch of hypocrites, if we dishonor God, we're not just going to fail. We're going to fail miserably. God will not put up with that. God will not be mocked. God will not honor dishonor in us. We have to fight the best of our ability against evil. And we have to, and Sam, you said it out, son, we have to be good, stalwart Christians. We have to obey Yahweh God, or we're not going to get anywhere, Sam. You said it out, son. I could not agree with you more.
It will be the epic fail if we don't get our morality piece together. And that's what I see wrong with America. Let me give you a quick story to illustrate the point. When I was at the CSPOA conference, the tornado came. I told you the power went out.
Oh, yeah.
And we had people that were elderly that needed oxygen, and they couldn't get to their rooms to get oxygen because the elevators didn't work. And, of course, without oxygen, it's very hard for them to climb any stairs. They're way elderly. We finally had a guy run up to try to bring oxygen down to them. He ran all the way up these stairs because the elevator didn't work. He tried to put his key in the lock, and, of course, it was one of those card keys that are electronic, so it wouldn't work. So we couldn't even get in to get oxygen for these people, and we had a lot of people struggling. It was not a critical situation, but certainly unpleasant, to say the least. Well, we come on back down these stairs, and all of a sudden we walk by the casino, and, buddy, that dude's just rolling. They stopped for 5 minutes, buddy, but you got all the gambling game machines rolling and plenty of power to them. And we went to the hotel people and asked them, but the second we started asking them why this is, it was obvious why. It all comes down to money. And they couldn't even let us have our key work, but they had those lights and bells and whistles and bangs and change machines and whatever. For the gambling going on, they could still serve drinks and let people gamble, no problem. It just illustrates the problem we've got in America, though, sir.
You know, it's funny. It's in a way, it's funny. It's so sad. I mean, the powers to be, the money changers, they could care less about the poor old folks. I mean, you know, to heck with oxygen, the people who serve their country have been good citizens all their life. You're right. The vice must go on. Those casinos, they have, you know, multi-million dollar systems set up. You know, they have every kind of emergency systems. Standby power system you can think of. We have a lot of casinos about an hour south of here, Sam, and down around a place called Tunica, Mississippi. I used to love Tunica back in the day when I was a kid. You had to leave old Highway 61, a little bumpy, narrow, two-lane blacktop road, and we left that to the gravel, and from the gravel to the dirt. Me and my dad would go down there crappie fishing. The way Tunica got its name was from an old Mississippi River oxbow. Mississippi River, you know, it changed its course all the time, especially before the Army Corps of Engineers got going. And all it was a fishing hole. It was, of course, it was full of snakes, you know, cottonmouths and rattlers down there, and mosquitoes. You would not believe the mosquitoes. I mean, in fact, they said that, you know, the Mississippi National Bird was a mosquito down there, man. They just don't think that they're ostriches. But anyway, I'm getting a far fish. The casinos moved in where we used to have dirt and gravels, now, you know, six-lane blacktop, They have hotels there that will rival probably some of them in Reno, Nevada, you know, 35-foot super deluxe luxury hotels, every kind of gambling vice you can think of. And, you know, that's going to be served. Just, you know, Satan is going to be served. Satan rules this world. Not to sound too much like a minister or a priest or thing, but you're right, Sam, to come back full circle, we have to honor God. We have to be responsible people to lead our nation. If we don't, I mean, you can look, just go back to the Old Testament, for instance, Sam. I mean, from day one, when, you know, Abel honored God with faith, he had faith in God, and he gave him a good sacrifice. With the Israelites wandering around, every time, you can look at the history of the Old Testament is just the history of the Israelites messing up. God would rescue them, they'd go straight for a few years, then they would go back to worshiping their idols, they would go back to their fornication, doing all kinds of sin, and God would punish them, he'd chastise them, he'd give them boils, he'd give them, the best of my knowledge, what we call nowadays hemorrhoids, every kind of disease known to man, and they would straighten up for a while, then they'd go back to passing their children through the fire, which means they were sacrificing their children, burning them alive to worship Molech. By the way, Sam, I got this is an interesting aside. I was at a place called Whole Foods here in Memphis just yesterday, and I saw some kind of a recycle. It's supposed to be this green company recycling stuff, and it's called, the name of the country was Gaia. And Gaia is one of these old satanic gods back in the Old Testament days. But I don't want to talk you down too much, Sam, but, you know, you got me excited when you said that because you have touched on every issue I've had tonight. And I hope our other Patriot brothers are listening to us, because not that we know everything, but I think me and Sam, I think we are right on the money. We got to get our brothers and sisters off of all these scattered rabbit holes and come together and cut this head of the snake off. And we have given them the recipe, the blueprint on how to do it tonight in Lucespo, me and Sam and James.
I think you're absolutely right. By the way, James should be up again. I reconnected with him and having talk. I think he should be live right now.
Oh, great. Let me
so
get a shot.
James can chime on to that. I think you're right, though. I think morality is key. I think an understanding of coordination and the proper role of government is key.
Yeah, let's
I think there's a lot of ways we can go about this, and I don't think we're...
I think he's got that thing. Work
it was working great until somebody touched it. Now you got a problem.
Well,
all right, now try to talk on it. It's clear now.
Is it off again? Well, Sam, I guess I'll have to...
All right, well, let's just keep going then, Eddie. No problem.
On the phone.
We'll
hey,
keep
Sam,
going.
If it's okay, before I forget, you know, I don't know if you remember, and you probably do. I don't think I can remember saying anything that you don't know, and then Lee Cochran, God forbid. Lee Cochran, I can't mention anything he didn't know. You kind of remind me of Lee. But, you know, this June is the anniversary of the United States ship Liberty when it was attacked by Israel for...
USS Liberty, yes, sir.
...the waters. And Israel did everything in its power to sink that ship. The reason was to try to they wanted to blame it on Egypt to lure the United States in yet another endless war, no-win war. And so we had, even though I was Army, you know, I'd like to honor my sailor and Marine brothers and our fellow citizens. If people could just remember those people, the survivors and their prayers, they sacrificed more than you'd ever realize. They were killed, they were maimed and burned, and they were threatened with prison and death, you know, if they told their story. Lyndon Baines Johnson was no bigger criminal than ever existed. Lyndon Baines Johnson and Senator John McCain's dad, who was one of the head honcho admirals over there, he recalled the fighters' planes to, you know, to protect the Liberty. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much of your time on that, Sam. I just like to tell the people, we do need to honor and remember the United States ship Liberty and to pray for the survivors, to pray that never happens again.
Yeah, it was the USS Liberty, right?
Sam, I'm going to toss it back over to you, my brother.
It was the USS Liberty, right?
Correct. United States ship Liberty, I believe it was in the Seven-Day War, the War of 1967.
Yes, sir.
When see, the Israel, their sole purpose was to sink that ship. And I can't say over the air what LBJ said when the naval officers called in and said they wanted to send fighter escorts. Admiral McCain did send fighter escorts. You're not supposed to hate anybody. I hold this against that man that day. LBJ told him he wanted that ship at the bottom of the blankety blank ocean. Had I been the admiral there, I said, here's the way it is, Mr. President. I'm sending my fighter escort. I'm sending my destroyer escort. I'm going to save my sailors and my Marines. And if you don't like that, I'm going to go to the world press and tell them we have a criminal traitor in the White House that wants his sailors and Marines that are representing him. He's a supreme commander, and he wants them killed and sunk to the bottom of the ocean so his precious
Eddie?
Israeli allies won't be embarrassed because they got caught trying to sink that boat. And he warned us, they warned us to suck us into that another endless war.
Now, Eddie, the only problem with that is we don't own enough of the press.
Sunboy right here. He's still working on our little radio thing here. Here we go, Sam. Going back to James.
We don't own enough of the press at this point to make enough of a difference to matter. So that's what we've got to do is work on owning the press. He who owns the media makes the rules. The more we can get a handle on the media and tell our own story, the less they can stop us, and they know that.
Well, Sam, it's me again now. I went downstairs to the parking lot and was sitting in the car listening to y'all on the AM dial for a second there. I've been wandering the station. Listen, great radio tonight. I know we had a little technical hiccup here in the last segment with the connection from the network to our flagship station here, but in times of despair, we always go to a cell phone. The show must go on, and we patched this one up. And listen, you and Eddie had an absolute dynamite hour. It was a little bit different than the topics we typically talk about. Keith Alexander will be back next week, and we'll be back on the beaten trail. But I would say this hour and the last, the last 2 hours, just standing the show stand for anything. Outstanding radio, and I'm so glad you were a part of it.
Thank you, sir. We're about flat out of time.
For Sam Bushman, Eddie Bombardier Miller, Keith Alexander, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week on the Political Festival. Remember to live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless y'all.